I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. U.S. Supreme Court Associate Justice Clarence Thomas addressed students and faculty at Mercer University School of Law yesterday. He was there for the dedication of a courtroom honoring former Georgia federal judge Griffin Bell and Macon attorney Frank Jones. The Savannah native reflected on a time in history when rights were not guaranteed for all. He reminded students that the rule of law must apply to all citizens.
This contradiction is a crucial vulnerability for our nation and our shared ideals. For a house divided against itself cannot stand.
Thomas is the longest serving member of the Supreme Court, having served on the bench for 27 years. A Georgia county has paid hackers about $400,000 following a cyber attack that crippled the county's computer system. The Athens Banner-Herald reports the FBI is investigating the ransomware scheme targeting Jackson County. Officials say the county computer system went down either late March 1st or early the next day. A week later, the county was still decrypting computers and servers. Camden County residents are getting a final chance to voice their opinions on plans to create a spaceport authority at a county commission forum tonight. The authority would oversee the proposed Spaceport Camden, a commercial facility to launch rockets over Cumberland and Little Cumberland Islands on Georgia's coast. State Representative Steve Sains says before the state approves the authority, the county must remove a request to issue bonds that taxpayers would have to repay.
It's not something that can incur debt on its own. We're not creating something that's outside of the parameters of an elected official.
Spaceport Camden is still waiting for approval of its launch license from the Federal Aviation Administration and approval from the U.S. Coast Guard. Georgia's tax collections were up over 5% last month compared to February 2018. The state netted $1.3 billion overall. Corporate income tax saw the highest jump, up over 159% from last year. Sales tax and car tag and title fee payments were both up, while individual income tax collections were down about 1.5%. And the parents of a boy who was electrocuted at an Augusta athletic field last year plan to sue the city. 12-year-old Melquan Robinson Jr. was playing football at the city-owned field in October when he touched a fence that had been electrified, apparently by a wire that touched a metal light pole. The Augusta Chronicle reports his parents have filed notice of their intent to sue the city. Georgia law requires people who plan to sue a government entity to file notice first. The parents of two other boys injured in the same incident say they plan to sue as well. Last month, the Augusta Commission voted to replace all the wiring and lighting at the athletic complex where the boys were injured. And in sports, the Sun Belt Conference Tournament begins today, and the Georgia State men's basketball team is the favorite to win. The Panthers, who won the tournament last season, would get an automatic spot in the NCAA tournament if they can repeat. GSU will play their first game in the Sun Belt Tournament on Saturday in New Orleans. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.